We are on Daf Ayin Hey in Maseches Gittin. Ayin Dalet Amabeis. We are in the world of Tznayim. The world of Tznayim, as we started yesterday, and today we have a whole Daf that discusses also the areas Tznayim, Gittin and Kiddushin, or where these sources are most. We discussed the end of this year yesterday, the pigeon of Ben Balkarcha, so we'll get back to a little bit of Nisida Balkarcha in a few minutes. But that was Machlokas. I mentioned a Machlokas Achronim. What about when you have to do a mitzvah Alkarcha, right? But you have to do a Nisina that is considered a mitzvah, giving it to the Kohen, is the Kohen, and the Kohen refuses. Is that called a mitzvah? Right, that discussion is also by Shalach Manos. If they refuse, the Ramah discusses in Arachayim. So various places where you see to have a Nesina, is the focus on the result that they got it? Is the focus on the Maisa? So that's going to come up again a little bit today. Let's continue now. We are up to Hahu Gavra, on Ayin Dalet Amabes. Hahu Gavra, Domer Leila Arisei. Man said to his Aris, to his sharecropper, Kule Alma Dalutlas Dalvasa Va'achli Riva. Everyone else, all the other sharecroppers in town, they all irrigate their field three times, ba'achla riba, and they eat a quarter of the profits. That's the deal that they have. Atali arba ba'achla tilsa, but you know, I'm going to make you a better deal. You work a little harder for me. You irrigate it four times, and you give it four runs of water, but you'll be able to eat a third. You're more than a quarter. So that's my deal. But then what happened? Before the fourth time, l'sofasa mitra, it rained. So you didn't have to do that fourth extra irrigation. So the question is, does he still get the third that he was promised, but he didn't have to do that extra work that was going to be the reason why he got the extra? So Amar Rav Yosef, Halo Dala, he doesn't get it, says Rav Yosef, because he didn't have to do the fourth irrigation, so he just gets a quarter, like everyone else, because he only did three times. Rabba Amar, no, Halo Asricha. It's not that you don't focus on the fact that he didn't do it. The owner, the landlord, didn't need it. But still, he had made that deal, and there was a windfall for this sharecropper, and he should be able to get his third.
Now, why don't you ask for the regular case?
Why don't you ask in a regular case, meaning if somebody's supposed to do three?
The regular case.
But that's the deal of, there's no other choice. Meaning, why don't you ask in a regular case? If you're supposed to do three, and he didn't have to do three because it rained. So maybe that the Gemara's assumption is that for sure he will get, because that's the... Oh, that's the understanding of all that they're committing to this. Here he's giving him a special deal because he's going to go above and beyond. So here he didn't go above and beyond. The question is, does he have to? But you're right. That diak is from the Gemara. So Lema, Rav Yosef, Damak, Rabban, and Rabba, Damak, Rav Shimon, Gamliel. So let's try to link this machlokas to our machlokas we had in the Mishnah yesterday. Remember the Mishnah we had yesterday? If a man makes a condition, you're divorced, a condition that you give me my cloak. So there was a machlokas if you lose the cloak. The Tanakhama says if you lose the cloak, it's finished. There's no get. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, no, you can even give the money. You can even give demay value of the cloak. So Rav Yosef, who here says that he cannot substitute rain for the irrigation, would say like the Rabbanan, that you can't substitute money for the cloak. But Rabba Ta'abarok, Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Rabba, who says you can substitute the rain, holds like the Rashbag, who says that you can't substitute the cloak. Ask the Nesivus in the Torah's Gittin. We haven't quoted him in a while. See, this is commentary on Gittin, and the Torah's Gittin. What's the dimyon here between money and rain? One's from you, one's from Hashem. By rain, you're not giving him, buy the cloak, you lost the cloak, so you'll give money in lieu of the cloak. So that you can understand as a substitute. But by the rain, you owe him a certain amount of work, and it rains instead? What exactly is the dimyon? The Elam Dinyon Zidl Zeklau, the Hadamim Ba'adho Itzolo Nosenos Isha Mishalah, Mashaykin Agashamim, Ena Paul Nosen, Rakmi Shemaimu, Vidomakilu Abal Matsa Mitzia, Shinu Nashra Kenegat Itzolo. As if the husband won the lottery, oh, okay, so now you still have to pay me what you promised. What's the connection? So says the Nesivus, Venire to Kavanas Hashas. He says, what's the connection? To Kivat Shaha Aris Kfar Kana Chelko Basada, a sharecropper is a partial owner in a field. The Eina Lavra Chov Da Hashka'a, really he owns it, but he has an obligation now to perform irrigation, a service for the original owner. Umishmayu Derachmi Alei. But Min HaShemayim, you see, Shabbat Rachman is on him and pottered him from his obligation. So he can be totally on his mazel. That's it. Uzuchuse upadru michov, umishmachi talinan, to be mazli vishusi to ha'aris yarad ageshem. Maybe because I own it, I did something. It was my field, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me good mazel. According to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, therefore, it should work. Masha'en Kain, not. So that's the parallel. He said, it is from him. It is from him. Because once he owns it partially, so then we can suggest that it was his mazel that caused the rain to come. Says the Gemara, "Tizra, can we really compare these two cases and parallel the machlokes? Well, kaimalon doesn't work because why? We hold hilcha gavasi de Rabba. We hold the halacha lemaisa like Rabba that he has to pay him. He has to give him the third. But we don't hold like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who says that you can give the money instead of the istila. We say you know you have to give the istila. So the two shittas that we just lined up cannot go because we hold like one of them and not the other one." Whereas it's Ella Olam Kurabanan, really both opinions, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, people like the Rabbanan, right? That you cannot give the cloak, you cannot give money, you have to give the cloak. Rav Yosef Kurabanan. Rav Yosef, who here says that you have to give the, he didn't do that irrigation, so he doesn't get the extra money, that's straight like the Rabbanan. For Rabbi Amar Lachan, Rabbi also, Anot Da'ami Afilu the Rabbanan. I can say even like the Rabbanan as well. When did the Rabbanan say that you cannot give money in lieu of the cloak? He obviously, why is he making this condition? Meanwhile, he wants to cause trouble for his wife. So if he wants to cause trouble for his wife, it must be he's very medactic for what he wants in return. That's why money is not good. But here, why is he making the deal with the sharecropper? Because he just wants some extra, he wants to make sure his field gets extra watered. And here he got it. He didn't need the extra. So therefore, maybe the Rabbana would agree in this case. Period. Tanan Hossam. Says the Mishnah in Mesechas Erechin. Barishona. So, Hagama. You know, the Sukkim in Parshas, Baharba Chukosai. The Chukosai talk about different laws about types of houses that you sell. You sell, or types of fields that you sell. You sell it in open city, you sell it in a closed city, in Bati Arechoma, you sell it during Yovel, so not during Yovel. So the rule is, if one sells a house in a walled city, in a Bati Arechoma, then one has a year to buy it back. So you sold it because you needed money, it's from your family plot, so you sold it, and so the Torah gives a year to buy it back. After a year, you can't buy it back anymore because Xeris HaKasuf, but one of the reasons given is because in a walled city, they need security, and therefore, if the houses are not going to be able to be stable, so then that'll be a lack of security. Buy other types of houses, you're not allowed to buy it within the first 2 years. But by Adar Chom, it's just the opposite. You have a year, and if you don't buy it within a year, it's finished, it stays with the buyer forever. So says the Gemara, Barishona, how you did about Yom Shnei Masar Chodesh, Kadesh Yechololo. So you know what used to happen in the olden days, says the Mishnah? On the last day of the year, the buyers used to hide. So the people who had sold it to them couldn't buy it back, and therefore the next day they would show up and say, oh, it's my field, my house, look at that, I get to keep it, because you didn't pay me yesterday. That's what they used to do, they used to hide themselves. So Hiskin Hil Azakein, so Hil Azakein made a takana, Sheyehe Cholish Es Ma'osa V'lishka, that a person is literally allowed to throw his money into Bezdin, meaning the one who had sold it doesn't have to go look for the guy who bought it from him, he can just put his money in court, V'yehe Shover Es Adalas, and break down the door of his house, V'nichnas, and go in. He could be machzik in his house. The Brisker Rav says, well, why do you have to be, what does the Gemara use, the Lashon, to break the door down? Because he didn't do a kinyan here. Giving the money in Bezdin is not a kinyan. So what kinyan could you do on a house? You have to kinyan chazaka. You have to type of chazaka, which is breaking down the door. Whenever the guy who was hiding comes out, he tells Bosa that he could come and take his money. So that's that was the takana of Hillel Hazakein. Interesting, Hillel HaZakein lived in the time of Bayesheni. And the Gemara in Erechin says that Batei Arechoma, those halachos only apply when Yovel is knowing. Right? The only, if Yovel's not knowing, then the whole halachos of Batei Arechoma don't apply today. There's no halachos if you sell a house in a walled city. If you sell a house in the old city, you don't have all these laws about a year or not. The Tosfos says earlier in the sugyas we had in HaShaleach, and Daf Lamed Vav proves from this line that Yovel was knowing during Bayesheni. Yovel was only during Bayesheni, right? So for not about the Yerachom of Bayesheni, the Tosfos that turns over at the Lamed Vav Mabez, Tosfos though points out, but we know in the time of Ezra, most Jews did not come back to Eretz Yisrael. And for Yovel to be knowing, you have to have Kol Yoshvei Aleha, you have to have all Jews in Eretz Yisrael. So how can we say during Bayesheni that Yovel was knowing? So Tosfos has a Chiddush, since some of each Shevet came back, that was enough to be considered Kol Yoshvei Aleha. So Tosfos says in Lamed Vav Mabez. Aval b'maskana da'amrina d'yirmiyo hechzira d'yoshiyo malach alayhem nimsu d'hayusham miyud be'ishvatim v'yafagav shalo alu kulam chashiv kol yoshveha. That's the chiddush of Tosfos. It's about Chalukas Rishonim. Rashi there argues. Rashi says that Yovel was not noe during Bayashani. But Tosfos there says it was. Nafkamina. Big Nafkaminas. Whether Shemitah, because right to the bar there links maybe Shemitah to Yovel, was Shemitah knowing Midah Reis or Midah Rabbanan at that time. So that's a very important issue that was discussed in the Flamen Tov. Yeah. Is there a discussion right there, the Kiddushin, whether the Shvatim, the assumption of Tosfos is that the some of the Shvatim, some of each of the Shvatim came back during that time. Right? Even though the Shvatim were, the lost tribes weren't so lost. Some of them, at least, weren't so lost. Okay, but there's a huge discussion, really, on this Mishnah, between the Ksos and the Nesivis, and it even has halacha lamaisa ramifications. The Sefer Aguda, one of the Rishonim, quoted in the Beis Yosef, says as follows. Let's say a person makes a neder to do something by day 30. I make a neder that I'm going to go swimming by day 30. I make a neder, or let's get somebody else involved. I make a neder that I'm going to give you something by day 30. And on day first 29 days, I don't really worry about it. On day 30, I want to give it to you, and then an ones occurs. The sugya of ones besof hazman. I could have done something for a month. It's my own fault that I waited to the last minute. And then at the last minute, something happens, and boom, it was out of my control, I couldn't do it. Am I allowed to say, what can I do? I was ba'ones, it's not my fault. Or does halacha say, no, tough. So what, you were ba'ones the last moment. The first 29 days, you are ba'ones, and you should have done it earlier. So the Sefer Aguda says, you know what you learned from this halacha of Hillel? Lo kari ones. You can't tie in a ones. Why? Because why did Hillel have to make a takana? They used to hide the last day. So he made a takana, you can just throw your money in court. What do you mean? The first 29 days there was no ones, the guy should have brought it back earlier. It must be that the guy couldn't claim the Iker Hadin, hey, why are you hiding? It's an ones. That's why Hillel had to make the takana. But without the takana, you would have said that an ones besof hazman is not a good claim. You can't claim ones besof hazman. That's the shita of the Aguda. Says the Ksos in Simen Nun Hey, I beg to differ. I beg that you can't bring a raya from Bati Arechoma. Because you know what happens in Lumdis in Bati Arechoma? You know what happens? Nira, the bais b'Bati Arechoma, shenifta yud beis chodesh, imur onesh lohay yachol uftoso. You know why the ones, you can't tell the ones of Islam b'Bati Arechoma? Because what is Bati Arechoma? There's two ways to understand Bati Arechoma. Is it a mechira al tnai? That it's a full mechira. I sold you the house, but I have a buyback option within a year. That's one way to look at Bati Arechoma. Or do we say, no, Bati Arechoma, it's not sold until a year from now. It's not really sold yet. If I have a buyback option automatically, so it's not really yours for a year. Since when do you have a sale that has a buyback option? And you didn't write it in there. So the Ksos holds that the way it works is that it's a full sale. You just have a buyback option. So if it's a full sale, so you were nanas on the buyback option. But that's why Bati Arechoma you can't claim, because really everything's done already. So you were nanas for the buyback option, but that's you can't claim that. But you didn't. Labaisa didn't happen, and therefore it belongs to the new owner. Imir oni shloyachal of those of alashana gavki in a chosel mocher. Why? Takeif niknil alokeach. Elish et tivsa hatorah al tnai sheirushus biyad amocher of those of tochshne basachodesh. He has buyback option. But the koshel opado. But if he didn't redeem it, if they onis ainas for the chosel mocher. Vavi kima onis to rachman achayvei. But lo amrina came as ebbaru. So that is. That is the understanding of the Ksos. So he argues on the Aguda, who generalizes this to a Yesod in Kala Torah Kula. That's the Aguda, that's the Ksos, and the Nesiva says no. The Nesiva quotes the Ksos and says, no, that's not true. Bati Arechoma is not a sale that you have a buyback option. It's not a complete sale yet. You know why? Because you know what the Gemara says in Erechin? The Gemara calls this whole setup of Bati Arechoma, it's ribis that the Torah allows. That's the Lashon of the Gemara in Erechin. It's ribis that the Torah allows. The Esma Mechira, does it have you quoted here? And bring the ribis gemura ella hatorah hitiraso. So what does that mean? Why is it ribis? What's the Torah called a ribis? Because really it's not your house. I'm letting you live in it for a year. Right? And then I'm going to pay you for the house. So that's all ribis, because you got a whole house to live in for free, and you're going to get the money for the house. So the Yeshiva says, if it's ribis, if it's a complete sale like Pitzos says, that's not ribis. It's your house, and then it's going to be my house. You lived in your house, now I'm living in my house. So why would that be called ribis? So the Tzipa says it can't be a full sale. So that is a major machlokas achronim in Lundis. How does the sale of Bati Arichoma work? Where does this come up? Halacha Lamaisa? Two places. The Rama quotes in Yaradeya, quotes two opinions. If I make a shvua, I'm going to do something, this case, Yaradeya, something Reish Lamed Beis. Mishanishbo, another last of Dover, Tokshan Opioploni. I make a neder, I'm going to do something during a year. I'm going to pay you during a year. I'm going to donate this to the shul during a year. He should do it right away, or that day. But the last day, boom, he forgets. Or something happens, and he can't do it the last day. Yesh omrim de mikriones, yesh omrim de lo mikriones. Right? It's 2 days whether he has a, whether it's called an onis or not. That's one place where it comes up. Where does it come up? Halacha l'maisa? Because the Halacha l'maisa in Hilchos Tefillah. Let's say somebody is about to daven mincha, and he says, you know what? I still have 3 hours to daven. I have time. Plenty of time to daven. So I push it off, and I don't go to that minion, this minion, minion. And then the last half an hour, boom, something happens. I'm an onis. And I couldn't daven at the last half hour. Something happens. Is that called an onis? For 5.5 hours, I could have davened, and I didn't. I pushed it off the last half hour, and then I forgot. Or something else came up. So says the Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to make tashlumin. Allowed to make tashlumin. That is called ones. He thinks he's still going to have time. Or if it becomes asub, says the Shulchan Aruch, chashuv anusim v'yishlan tashlumin. You're chashuv and ones, and you can make it up. You can make it up. The Ramah says better not to because of you're looking into your money deals. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Magen Avraham just wonders why in Yaradeya, the Ramah quotes, Shulchan Aruch was two opinions. The Ramah was two opinions, and here only this opinion is quoted. Only this opinion is quoted. Okay, but that's the what the Magen Avraham discusses. That's where it comes up. Halacha L'maisa. Halacha L'maisa, we paskin that is also called an ones, and therefore one can daven later. But it all flows from this Sosin and the Sivas on this Mishnah in Erechin. Right. What does last minute mean? What does ones mean? Is forgetting the same thing as something out of my control? Also, is shichacha ones? There's a Shemshir Balacha we had a couple of Masechtos ago that spoke about whether shichacha is called ones, forgetting.
Is it
shachar
or something?
It's anything. Let's continue. So that's the Mishnah. So Hillel Hazakein made this takana that if they used to hide, so you used to be able to throw your money into the Bezdin, and that's it. So we have two versions now of the Gemara. I learned from Hillel, the Takana of Hillel. Right, what happens in the case we alluded to yesterday? If a man says to his wife, I'll give you a get on condition that you give me $200, and she gives it to him as long as he has das to accept it, migureshes, then it works. Al karcho, but if he does not want to accept it, ain't a migureshes, like we saw yesterday. She is not divorced if she forces it onto the husband. So be the Israel Hillel, does that work? So be the Israel Hillel to Kune Nesina Balkarche Davila Nesina. From the fact that Hillel had to make a special takana that if you force the money onto the buyer, it works. What's that mashma? Michlal to Ba'amun Nesina Balkarche Lo'avi Nesina. It's mashma that in general, forced givings do not work. You know that from the fact that Hillel had to make a takana that a forced giving does work in the case of Bati Erechoma. It must be that in general, forced givings do not work. That's what Rashi says on top. V'gabi get di isura hulo tikkun klal. And therefore, by get, for example, to force the husband to take the money in order for the get to kick in, that would not work. Because it's a special din by Bati Erechoma. But let's say you want to force money to buy something. You force money to any other context, that would not work. That's what the Rashba here says. Obviously, in any type of mekach u'memkar, it would not work. Period. So, maskev lor afa b'videi rav tima barashi, is that really true? The dilma ki yisrof le'tzakune shelo b'fanav. Maybe Hillel's chiddush wasn't that a forced nesina works. Maybe his chiddush is that a nesina not in front of the buyer works. Maybe that's the chiddush of Hillel. Right, because he's the high. Maybe that's the emphasis that he was besakein. That even if they're not there, you're allowed to give it. Avol befana b'midai to malkarcha b'nesina. But maybe if it was in front of him, even a nesina balkarcha would work. So there's no raya from the takana of Hillel. Which way you would go? We have a something to say. But let's continue. First, v'ikat amri. Others have the other version. Same gemara, but it's flipped. Amar Rava, mitakadasa shara Hillel, for the Tekana of Hillel, Rava says, Harezek yidach amanasha tedali 200 zuz. This is your get, on condition that you give me 200 zuz. V'nasna lo, and she gives it to him, bein midaito bein bar kocha v'nesina. Right, whether, even if it's bar karcho, it should be a good nesina. Why? Because you know it from Hillel. When do we need Hillel to be mesakein that you can put in a bez and shalom b'fanav? The chiddush of Hillel is that the seller was not, the buyer, original buyer was not there. He used to hide. Avol b'fanav b'midaito b'al karcho b'nesina. But midaito, but b'fanav, if the receiver is there, you could even give it b'al karcho. So matzalar b'bav b'tamer b'sim b'rashi, the other way. The dilma filo b'fanav nami. No, maybe even if he was there, only midaito in b'al karcho lo. Only willingly it would work, but not al karcho. The hila, my this roughly tikkun. Why did hila only make the tikkun of shlo b'fanav? Because that's what was needed. That's what was needed. But you can't be medayik from there that if it was b'fanav, b'al karcho wouldn't work. So we have two opinions here. And again, the poskim discuss this by any time when there is a nesina, does it work? Nesina we discussed yesterday by Pidyon HaBen. Nesina by Mishloach Manos, the Rama quotes in Hilchos Purim. Nesina, what about a piraon? What about paying back a loan? So there the poskim say for sure it'll work because he has to accept it. If you're paying it back, you know, he has to accept it. Or Hashavas Gezela, you know, you're returning Gezel. You might say if you're giving it back in a place where he can't hold it, let's say you owe him $5,000 and you bring it to him while he's on the beach and he has no place to put it, maybe he could refuse. No, I can't accept it now. I don't have a pocket here. But in general, Piron might be different than a Nesina. But this is talking about all Nesinas. The Rashbam has an interesting question here. He says, why can you prove it from a Pasuk? A whole Takana? Was that a prove from a Takana? What does the Pasuk say in the Torah? By Gittin, V'nasan Biyada. He puts it into her hands. And we know Midaraisa, Gittin is Bal Karcha. Gittin is Bal Karcha. Right? Even against the will of the woman. Again, Rabbeinu Gershom changed that. Lamaisa, but really, Daraisa is Balkarcha of the woman, and the Torah calls it a Nesina. So why doesn't that prove that a Nesina Balkarcha is even a Nesina? So he discusses maybe Gittin is different than a special, which hopefully we'll talk about again soon when we get to another Ksus. Either way, let's continue now. Omar Rabba, Bar Barchana, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Makom Sheshana Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel B'Mishnaseinu Halacha Kamoso. Anytime Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel has an opinion, is quoted in a Mishnah to contrast to a Brisa or a Tosefta, right? Anytime he's in a Mishnah, the halach is like him. That's not an ironclad rule. The poskim, the Rishonim already say, but it's pretty. It's most of the time we pass in like Rashbag and Mishnayis, except for three cases: Chutz Me'arev V'Tzidon V'Raya Achrona, right? Chutz Me'arev, which is a case of Baba Basra, and Tzidon, which is our case, Ma'aseh B'Tzidon, about the case of giving money instead of the cloak, and Raya Achrona, that's a case in Sanhedrin where Bezin talks about how you have 30 days to bring an aid, and he doesn't bring it within 30 days, and he brings it afterwards. Again, there is a machlokas there. Those three cases we do not paskin like Rosh Hashanah Leo. We paskin here like the Rabbanan, that you have to give the cloak and not the money. Tanu Rabbanan, says the Brisa, Tosefta. If a man says to his wife, this is your get, but the paper is mine. Ain't a megareshes. Doesn't work. He's a very skippy, you know, he likes the paper that the get is, but he wants to hold on to it. So the paper is mine, but the get is yours. That does not work. Almanasha takziri le'esaniyar, but this is your get on condition, almanas, that you return the paper to me, Lugareshus, meaning it's yours for a moment, maybe, but you have to return it to me, that works. So Maisa Resha, Maisa Seifa. So why, ask the Gemara, the real question is, why does the Seifa work? That's the question of the Gemara. So let's talk about the Resha for a minute. Why does the Resha not work? What's the problem if the husband says, this is your get, but the paper's mine? So Rashi says, not Rashi here, I don't say it here, this Gemara came up earlier, so you gotta look there. Rashi, earlier on that Chafma base, says, you know why? It doesn't work. Because it belongs to him. He didn't give her anything. The letters are flying in the air. So Rashi says, you have to have a Maisa Nesina from the husband to the wife. And if he just gives her letters, not on a cloth, then it doesn't work. That's the Rashi earlier on Daf Chaf. Has to be a Sefer. Rabbi Nassim wants Sefer Krisos. The Gemara says earlier there on Daf Chaf.
Does it have to be also like proof that
Ksuba is? Is it a star rat? So a get is a star kinyan. is it also a shtar raya, you're asking, meaning it accomplishes the kinyan. So do you need it? Also, she usually holds on to it to function as a raya. But it depends, right? We had earlier the machlokas about whether Edi Mesira Karsi or Edi Hasima Karsi, which we're going to get back to, the witnesses that witness the giving or the signing. So if they witness the giving, so then it's not really a shtar raya, meaning the Edim don't sign in it. Right, well, in times of Sakana, they used to rip it up. Times of Sakana. Bezdin hold on to it. Bezdin hold on to the gin. But they have different copies. Okay, so the Rashi says, what's the problem? The letters are flying in the air. The Rambam's lashon is ein ze krisus. Ein ze krisus. This doesn't function as a krisus, and therefore it doesn't work. Maybe some nafkaminas between them. What about a shtar kiddushin? What about a shtar kiddushin where you don't need krisus? It's not nafkaminas between them. The Meiri though he asks, one second, you have to give her something. So why did I say earlier we had if you write a get on isuri hana'a, it works. If I write a get on a ox that's going to be stoned and I give it to you, or I take a piece of basar b'chalav and I write a get on it somehow, or any type of basar b'ana, or I go to anything that's basar b'ana, you know, arla, kilaya kerem, I write the get, I give you I write it on a piece of my arla fruit, I give you the fruit, that works. What do you mean? Isur hana is you can't own it, right? So why is it work on isur hana? So that's the question of Meiri. So that's a well-known ksos in the Seches Gittin. The ksos asks in Simon Reish, Nistapakti says the ksos. Okay, so the case that he's talking about is Reuven gives a shtar matana to Shimon. Reuven sells Shimon his house, but he gives him a shtar matana or a shtar mechira, and he puts the shtar into the house. So, do you say into Reuven's house that he's selling to Shimon? So, does that work? How could Shimon make a kinyan chatzer on the house if it's not his house until he buys it? And he's trying to buy it, so it's like circular. So, does that work? Can a kinyan chatzer work on a chatzer that I'm trying to buy? That's the question that Sos deals with. Because we know, by Gittin, it does work. An Isha does not have a yad of her own. But what happens? The second that the man puts the get into his wife's hands, that's called Gita v'yada ban ke'echad. It happens at once. She gets the get, and she gets her own yad at the same exact moment. Even though it's circular, Halacha says that's okay. So does that work by matana also? So says the ksos, no. It does not work by matana. It's a special thing by get. Why? So here's the ksos. Get shiny. Why? To get isha u de'eved, lo boi zechia, she yizka derech zechia. You don't need a regular kinyan. But get, kiva de isha be'eved balkarcha, vein zechia balkarcha. Haraya, how do you know it's not a regular kinyan? Because it can be forced on the woman. It can be forced on the Eved, Shtar Shifer, get Shifer. So you see it's not a regular kinyan. Elavada get gabe isha lo boy rak v'nasan v'yada. This is the line of the Ksos. It's a Nesina, it's not a Hakna'a. Which is a huge discussion in get. Is get a regular kinyan, or is it more of just a Maisa Nesina? Says the Ksos, it's obviously just a Maisa Nesina. Number one, Raya, that is Balkarcha of the woman. Number two, Raya, Isuri Hana'a. If you write on Isuri Hana, if I give you, I can't give you a gift or a mechira through Isuri Hana. So that's why Isuri Hana works. The avakav the like a Torah zechia klal b'Isuri Hana, even though it doesn't work. Elavadai mishum degershin b'karcha lo boy zechia klal. You just need a nesina, and that's why by Isuri Hana matana or ban keechad only work by a nesina, not by a real hakana. That's why it wouldn't work by matana. So that answers the Meiri's question here. You know, why does it work? Why does it work on Isuri Hana? It's a nesina. What? But it doesn't work if you didn't give her the paper because they didn't even do an Asina. The letters are flying in the air. That's even worse than Isuri Hana because he didn't give her anything. So you have to look at the Rishonim. Some Rishonim use Lashonos of Kinyan more than others. The Tosas Rid here, for example, on this on our daf says twice, Kan Yagita, Knias Haget. So he uses the Lashonos of Kinyan. So you have to know exactly how much is it in Hakna, how much is it in Asina.
It still won't work.
If you put a get in a chaser that's not yet hers, it belongs to a third party. That's what we had a couple of days ago, right? That's gita chaser abal yachrika. But if he puts it into a chaser that belongs to him, the baal.
Okay.
So would that be better than a third party? Would that be better? The Gemara talks about cases of he throws it into her chaser.
Right.
Maybe that's already her chaser.
Okay.
Okay. So that's the case. So if he says this is your get, the paper's mine, it doesn't work. This is your get on condition of you giving back the paper, that does work. So my generation, my sefa. So why does that work? So the Gemara is going to have four possibilities. Why that works. Amar Rav Chisda Hamani Rav Shimon Gamliel. Number one, maybe it's like Rav Shimon Gamliel. To Amar Titin Lo Estameha, just like he said, if you lose the cloak, you can give her money. So Hachanami Esher Demafaisali Bedami. So maybe here too, she can appease him with money instead of giving back the get. And now we should be able to hold on to it. Says the Rashba, Efshar? It's possible? She doesn't have to? Rashba says you have to understand this. Before that's possible, therefore she has to. And if she does, then it's going to be a good get. That's number one. So Maskav Abaye, 1 minute. Abaye, 1 minute. Emer, Dar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Hechad Elasa Be'ene. When does Rav Shimon Gamliel allow you to give money when you lost the coat, when you lost the thing that the person really wanted? Hechad De'isa Be'ene Miyamar. But in a case where it's still there, who says he would allow you to give it? And here the get is here. So El Amar Abaye, a different shot. Number two. Why does it work? Hamani Rabbi Meirhi. To Amar Be'inan Tanai Kachol. It's like Rabbi Meir who says, right, we mentioned one of the laws of Tanoim, Mishpatei Tanoim, you need to double your Tanai. You have to say both, the positive and the negative. And, V'hacha halo kaflitz for Tanoi. Here you didn't. So what happens if you don't do your Tanai correctly? The Chiddush is, the Maisa works, and the Tanai is Batel. The condition falls off, even though you said, I'm married to you on condition that arranged tomorrow. So if you didn't double your condition, the condition falls away and you're fully married. You might say the whole thing falls away. Tosfos in Suppa says, no, that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that if you messed up on your Tanai falls away and the Maisa is Kayim. So here too, you know why it works? Because the Tanai falls away. You didn't double it. And therefore, the Maisa is Kayim. That's why it works. The Me'iri says in Kiddushin, doubling a Tanai reflects seriousness. Right, that's why you have to double it. If this, yes, if not, not. Certain Mishpatei Tanoim can be explained based on logic and certain can't. The Miri there says there are 9 Mishpatei Tanoim. 9, you have to double it, you have to put the positive before the negative, it has to be Efshar L'Kayim. There are 9 Mishpatei Tanoim that are listed there. The Remeir here says, the Gemara always says, Remeir is the one that says Tanai Kafal. So Maskav L'Rava. So time to L'Kafal Tanoim, 1 minute. The only reason that it didn't work here is because you didn't double your Tanai. Ha'Kafal Tanoim Lo Abigita. But if you would have doubled it, it would have worked? 1 second, Michti, let's see. Kol Tanai Meich L'Gabrin Alu. What's the source of all Tanoim? Mi Tanai B'nei Gara B'nei Ruvain. It's learned out from the condition of B'nei Gara B'nei Ruvain. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu makes the Tanai. If you go into Eretz Yisrael and help them fight, then you'll get your land. Be'evel Yardin. And if not, not. But 1 second, Ma Hasam Tanai Kodem L'Maisa. Just like there, you said the condition before you said the result. You said, if this, then that. If you fight, then you get the land. So you always have to do that structure. Av kol tanai kodem lemaisa. You always have to do that structure. Afuke hacha demaisa kodem latanai. But here he did the opposite. I'm divorcing you if you give me. So the maisa first. So that's a different problem. Forget doubling the tanai. You have a different problem. So the Gemara says you're right. El Amar Rava says that was the problem here. We should demaisa kodem latanai. That's why the tanai was thrown out, and that's why it works in the Seifa case, because the tanai falls apart, and the Maisa is Kayim. Tosfos, Rashi and Tosfos here, it's not Rashi here, Tosfos quotes Rashi here, it's right, Tosfos and Kiddushin, interesting machlokas. The Gemara always talks about the Mishpatei Atznoim, but for some reason, linked the tanai kafel one to Rebbe Meir. So, Rashi says that all Tanoim agree by Mishpatei Atznoim, except for tanai kafel. That's the only one that is a machlokas. Tosfos says, no, that's just one example. Really, they argue about all of them. Not just Tanai Kafel. They argue about a lot of them. That's a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos here, and Rashi and Tosfos in Kiddushin. But that's possibility number three, what the case of the Seifa is. So Maskalar Vada Barava, another Kasha. Time of the Maisa Kodim L'Tanai. What, the only reason that it's a problem is because you usually need the act before the Tanai. Because you did the Maisa before the Tanai here. Patai Kodim L'Maisa Lo Avigita. But if you had put the Tanai first, it would be a good condition, and therefore would not be a good get. But Michti, 1 second, there's another problem. Kol Tanai Meich L'Gamrin Aluhu, wait, he learned from me Tanai B'nei Gara B'nei Ruvein. For B'nei Gara B'nei Ruvein, Ma Chasab Tanai B'davar Echon and Maisab B'davar Acher. What about, just like there, you have a Tanai regarding one thing, and the condition regarding the Maisab regarding the other thing. If you fight in Eretz Yisrael, then you'll get Eber HaYarding. So there's two separate issues here. So just like that's the source of conditions, so Afkal, so to Alton, I need that. So what's the svar for that? That's a harder one. That's a harder one to give a svar for, but either way, that's a rule. Lafuki hacha, but here it doesn't work. Why? It's about one thing, Rashi says, on top. Forget atzma hu atnai, lahach zero. Vahu amaisa lios get. So it's not similar to Tanai B'nei Gara B'nei Ruvein. You might just say, Tosis and Ksubis, I think it's Dach Nun Vav, says that all the time is a chiddush. So you might say you limit the chiddush to what the source is. So if you think about it, I marry you. why should, if it rains tomorrow, have any effect? Whether my that affects the Maisa. So all Tanaim is a Chiddush. So that's what you might limit it to the exact source of Tanaim, even if it doesn't have a Svara. That's what this might be an example of. So Ela Amar Abada Barava, number four, why does it work if you say, Amanachi, you give me back the get, we should sign Maisa B'davar Echad? Because it was B'davar Echad, which was a problem. Number four. Number five, finishing up, Ravashi Amar. Rashi points out that we didn't think this earlier. Hamani Rebbe he da Amar Avuna Marav or Amar Rebbe, as we had yesterday. Kalom Ravanas Kalom Me'achshav Dami. No, maybe that the whole issue is it's, he said this is your get. I'm not that you give it back to me. So that means Me'achshav. So it's a get right now. So it's all retroactive. So that's why it would work. Period. A couple of important points about Tanoim in general. Number one, Tosfos points out that if you look throughout Shas, sometimes you see conditions without Tanoim listed. Sometimes you see conditions with Tanoim Kafel listed. It seems to be different levels of cases. So Tosfos says in Maseches Kiddushin on Daf Mem Tes. Very important Tosfos. Mem Tes and Mabez, quoting the Rashbam, I think. Quoting the Re, other places the Rashbam. He says, there are three types of cases. Three types of cases of Tanoim. He says, Yesh Dvarim Se'enem Tzrichem Tanoim Kafel, that's the middle one. That some cases don't even need you to say anything. Let's say a person gives away all of his money because he doesn't think he has a yorish. And then the next day his long-lost son walks in. Wow. I never knew. Let's say a person makes aliyah because he thought he... So the Gemara, he goes to Eretz Yisrael because he thought he could... what's the Lashon? Where's the case here? The Kodesh HaKodesh 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 HaKodesh. He writes, gives all this stuff. Or Loza, he sells his house because he thinks he's making aliyah. And then it falls through, he doesn't make aliyah. Right? So all these cases, says Tosfos, you don't need to say anything in those cases because it's obvious me'eleha. That's one case. Then you have opposite cases, which are totally not obvious. I'm marrying you on condition that I raise tomorrow. So if I wouldn't say that I raise tomorrow, I wouldn't know that at all. So there you need mishpatei tzonam, all the regular rules of tzonam. And then there are middle cases that are a little bit make sense, but they don't totally make sense, and those are the ones that you need to say something, but you might not need a gili milsa. You might not need a full rules of Tanaim. So there are three types of cases. That's why in Gemara you have to categorize, you know, there might be machlokos, what are certain cases, but you have to categorize each case. Number one. Let's continue a little bit, and if we have time later, I have to tell you a beautiful chiddush of Rav Soloveitchik. Asking Shmuel Bagita, let's continue. Shmuel made a takana by get, the shchiv meira, by all get shchiv meiras, a person should say, im lo mesi, lo yehe get, the im mesi yehe get. A person should say, Reuven should say, if I don't die, it should not be a good get. I mean, I'm only giving you this get, so you don't fall to Yibam. If I don't die, it shouldn't be a good get. The im mesi yehe get, but if I die, it should be a good get. That's what Shmuel made the takana, that should always be said. The Rashba writes in the Shuvah, it shouldn't be written, because people always write Tanoim wrong. So it shouldn't be written, it will cause problems. So the Rashba says, Ein lichtov shum t'nai klal in Zion taf lamed ches, or Vav taf lamed ches. Ki yesh loch shash psolim ha'yinechta b'tocha get afilum niskayim ha'tnai. Even if you fulfill the t'nai, there are problems. So you should always just say it. Say it. V'dleima yemesi yehege v'em lo mesi lo yehege. Why don't you say the other way? If I die, it should be a good get, and if not, it shouldn't be. Lo makim inish panus l'nafshi. You never say the bad one first. If I die. Say, if I don't die. The lema lo ye get in lo mesi. You should just leave it out. Just say, it shouldn't be a get if I don't die. No, be in tzai kodin lo mesi. You have to put the tznai first. Maskel barava mifti. 1 second. Kotan amefen gamini mitzai b'nei gada b'nei ruven. You learn it now from b'nei gada b'nei ruven. Ma hasam kei hin kodin lo lav af kol. Another one. You always have to put the positive before the negative. Lafuche achad lo lav kodin lo hein. Here you put the negative first. You said, if I don't die, then it won't be a good get. So you're stuck here because you can't put the bad before the good because you don't do parandas first. But you don't put the bad before you can't put the bad before the good. So it says Rabbi Elam Rabbi, you got to say it three times. Im lo mesi lo yehe get, im mesi yehe get. You have to say that first. Im lo mesi lo yehe get, im lo mesi. Period. So the Gemara explains why. Im lo mesi lo yehe get. You have to say that one first. If I don't die, it shouldn't be a get. Lo makim minish parnas lanashe. Because you have to say the if I don't die first because you don't want to say the bad thing first. It's like al tiftach pelasatan im mesi yehe get, and then you have to say the positive, and then again im lo mesi lo yehe get, but inan hein kodim lalav, because you need the positive before the negative. So you got to say all three. So the whole source of tanoim is bnei gadol bnei ruvei. The Rambam writes, quoting some of the gaonim. I think I alluded to this yesterday. The Rambam Hilchos Issos writes, yesh mixas gaonim achronim sha'amru she'ein sarach lichpol tanao ella begitin v'kiddushin b'vav. Some say you only need all these laws of Tanayim by getting Mekidushin, by Yisurin. Abo Bedini Mamon Ein Sarach Lefpo. But by Mamonis, you don't have to. The Ein Roy Lismoch Al Davar Zeh. Says the Rambam, you should not rely on this. Why? Rambam says, Akasha, I'm going to go on it. I bomb Kasha. Shekfil is a Tanayim Shara Rabba Advarim. What's the whole source of Tanayim? That we said three times. B'nei Gadda B'nei Ruvain. That's Dini Mamonis. Getting property. So how can you say, only by the Gidin Kedushin, not Dini Mamonis? So says the Rambam, of course you can't say that. What are these So how do you defend the Gaonim? What are the Gaonim talking about? Says the Ravid, Kfar Kasavnu Atam B'Sefer Mishpatim B'Dibri Achron. I explained what it is. But what's the answer? So the Rav, Rashatha quotes this, in Eretz Tzvi and Simon Lamed, based on another Kasha. Here's another Kasha. The Gemara in Yuma says, Yerushalayim lo neschalka l'shvatim. Yerushalayim was not split up. All the rest of Eretz Yisrael was split up. Yerushalayim belongs to everybody. The Kasha is, there's another Gemara that says that Yerushalayim was the border of Binyamin and Yehuda. And that's why the southeast side of the Mizbeach, it didn't even have a corner. Because the border went right there, and the entire Mizbeach had to be in the Shevet of Binyamin, based on an Unkelus in Zos HaBracha, I think, or in Bayechi, by one of the Brachas. I think it's Zos HaBracha. But Binyamin's the Ev Yitraf. It has to be like a wolf who eats the Karbanis. So, ask Tosfos, so you see, Yerushalayim is split up. Between Yehuda and Binyamin. So what do you mean it's not split up? I can show the Gemara say Yerushalayim l'shach l'shvatim. So says Rav Shechter quotes here by Nira Leon. Maybe it's Rav Shechter. I'm not sure. Maybe it's not the Rav. The base halachas nifrados hein b'chalukas Eretz Yisrael l'shvatim. There are two dinim of chalukah of Eretz Yisrael. One, there's a chalukah dini mamonis. Everybody gets a certain property, certain lands. You get this and I get that. And then there's a chalukah that determines kedushas Eretz Yisrael. That there wasn't full kedusha for, let's say, mitzvos, right? A lot of mitzvos didn't start until Shevet Shekish or Shevet Shechilku. If it's just Dini Mamonis, who cares if they're all in their land yet? The mitzvos start right away. No, the answer is no, there wasn't full kedusha yet until everybody got on their land. So there's two levels of kedusha. So says Rav Shechter, there's a Ravid that says in Baba Basra that splitting it up to Shvatim was done by the Urim V'Tumim. Splitting it up to families was done by Goro. Done by Goro. Moshe Rabbeinu worked it out. Because there's two levels. Splitting it up to everybody gets this piece of, every family gets this, that's Dini Mamonis. Everybody, a Shevet, that's Kedusha. That's Kedusha. So says, so you see there is two aspects. So that's why, Yerushalayim lo neschalka l'shvatim. What does that mean? It wasn't split up. Dini Mamonis, it wasn't split up. But why? But it has to be split up, because every portion of Eretz Yisrael is split up to give it Kedusha, to give the whole land Kedusha. So that's why, also getting back to the Gaonim, the splitting up, B'nei Gadda B'nei Ruvain, that's not just Dini Mamonis. That is Yisurim involved, that is Kedusha involved. And that's how the Gaonim could say that it might only apply to giving Kedusha. Also, the connection between Kedusha and a Kedusha is Eretz Yisrael. Good, says the Mishnah. Next.
Rava must be saying that was Shmuel's Takana,
I think. I think that's what he would be saying. Hareze Gitech, Amanasha Teshamshi Es Abab. That same shuva, which we'll get back to later if we have time. This is your get, amanas, as long as the condition, as long as you serve my father. As long as you serve as my father, this is your get. Amanasha taniki is bini, or as long as you nurse my child. So kama himin akiso, how long does she have to nurse? Shdei shanim, Tanakama says 2 years. Refuda omer shmona tzachodesh, no, year and a half. 18 months. Shulchan Aruch discusses, so it's 2 years, is it 2 years, is it, what if it's an Ebrew Yar, 2 years or 18 months. Mesa benosha mesa ab, what if the son dies in the middle, or the father dies, how is it get? It's a good get, why? Because Rashi says, he obviously did this only because he's interested in getting some profit, so if he died, he doesn't need the profit anymore. Harizik, but if he says, Harizik, but he says specifically, this is your get on condition that you service my father, or nurse my son for 2 years, so then mesa enosha amara osha, or so, but if so, something happens, if the son or the father die, or the father says, I've had enough, even if it's not the woman's fault, it's not a good get, because the tznai was not fulfilled. This is your get, if your father served, you've served my father for 2 years, doesn't matter why you don't, still, ain't no get. The Rashi says, no, that's a get in that case. Why? If it's not her fault that the tznai is not being fulfilled, it's a get. It's a good get, and therefore, it's not her fault. This relates to what we spoke about yesterday from the Granat, that do you need a kiyum atznai, or you just don't need it, you cannot have a bittul atznai. Relates to this Mishnah. So,
in the case we started also about the rain, no?
The rain within a certain amount of time. Oh, meaning the rain is like a windfall. It's like a windfall, the case of the rain. Umi bein kulei hai. Do you need 2 years, really? by nursing? Vramini, Shim Shashal Yomechan and Ixal Yomechan. He's like, yeah, the Brisa says, the Tosefta says, if she serviced one day or nursed one day, it's enough. One day, so what do you mean 2 years, 18 months? So Amar Chizal Lokasha, Harabana, Harab Shimon Gamliel. No, that's the machlokas between the Rabbana and Rab Shimon Gamliel. Which direction? So first we try. Masisa, the Mishnah, is like Rab Shimon Gamliel. Rab Shimon Gamliel says that he's just, meaning who says he can give back money instead of the cloak, in the last Mishnah. So you see, he's just interested in Harvacha. So here too, he's interested in Harvacha and getting profit, so it must be he wants 2 years. Uprice Rabbanan. The Rabbanan who say Dafka, the coat you have to give back. So Dafka, one day it could be. One second. If I mean the safer of Shimon Gamliel, if the safe of our mission is like Shimon Gamliel, have Bechad the Rachel Avram Shimon Gamliel. The Rachel must not be Shimon Gamliel. So the Gemara switches it. Ella, you're right. Brisa of Shimon Gamliel, he the Mekel, Bitznai. No, the Brisa, which says one day is enough, that's like Shimon Gamliel, who says before you give back money. He's Mekel in both cases. Masnis and Rabbanan, but the mission is like the Rabbanan. But that is all first answer. How do you answer up Mishnah versus Tosefta? Machlokas Tanoim. Rava Amar, no, it's a difference in cases. Lo kasha habikan b'stam kam b'mefarish. Right, the Mishnah is a case of stam, and stam, it doesn't make any explications, it means 2 years. Kan b'mefarish, but the Bryce is where he explicated one day. Ravashi argues, Ravashi's not giving a third answer, he's just arguing. Kol stam nami kam b'mefarish yom echadami. No, if you don't specify, it means one day. Stam is in 2 years, so it's not. Now we're going to ask a kasha. Kamihim inixlo shtei shanim. Right, the Mishnah says, how long is it? 2 years. Review the Mishnah Asar Chodesh. So the Mishnah, the Rabbi Nicha. According to the Rabbi, I understand the Mishnah is about a case of stam, and therefore you can have a machlokas, whether it's 2 years or 18 months. El Ravashi, lamali shtei shanim, lamali shmona asar chodesh. If the Mishnah is talking about a case of stam, so what do you mean 2 years or 18 months? V'yom echad tzagi, one day should be enough. So hachikam, right, this is what the Mishnah means according to Ravashi. Yom echad mishtei shanim. It means, it doesn't mean 2 years, it means she has to do one day within the first 2 years. La'afuke la'achar shtei shanim delo. If you missed the 2 years, then you missed it. Yom echad mishmona asar chodesh, one day in the first 18 months. La'afuke la'achar shmona asar chodesh delo. That's the case. The Ben Ish Chai has an interesting tshuva. Ben Ish Chai in the Torah Lashma. He has a tshuva where a man owed somebody money, Reuben owed Shimon money, and Shimon says, you know what, I'll let you, you know, you don't have to pay me back, as long as you walk around with this special Arab cloak. There's a type of Arab cloak to be mevaza him, so as long as you walk around with this cloak, you know, you don't have to pay me back. So the guy didn't want to, but he didn't have a choice, he didn't have enough money, so he walked around with the Arab cloak. Fine, it was dirty, it was covered with patches, so he did that, he walked around for a day, and that was it. Later on, the lender died, and his children come to get the loan paid up from the borrower. And the borrower says, what do you mean? I walked around with this cloak. So the lender's kids say, no, not just for a day. It was for the rest of your life. We didn't specify. So they came to the Ben Ish Chai. What's the issue? When you make a tznai, stam, how long is it for? So he goes into this Mishnah, and he quotes the Rashba here, where the Rashba says that any time, what does Rashba say here? It's for one day. Because if you meant to humiliate somebody, it's not forever. Just for one day. You want to be Mitzahar, so it's for one day. Right? Just like here. Tashamchi is Abba, what does Ravashi say? Stam? One day. So there too, he ruled that it must be only he wanted it to wear it for one day, and therefore he did not have to pay back the loan in that case.
That's where you have the problem with the Tanai when it's Baal Peh.
Right, so you have to Tanai Baal Peh, but, you know, you have to, whether you remember it or not, that's one thing. But they say there are more issues when there are Tanai written in. There are more problems than we should say, and therefore it shouldn't be done. Yeah.
Can you say then that the children can inherit a Tanai?
The children inherit loans of their father.
No,
the
loan.
Yeah, so if a loan has a Tanai on it, the loan has a Tanai on it. Yeah. One of the Tanai on it, that's it. So the Tanai could be passed down. Yeah.
In Almanas, you really have to investigate the Makshava of the person making it.
Right. I mean, you have to know, if the person makes a condition, you assume that's what he means. Because Almanas means on condition. So if it's Stam, if it doesn't specify, then you have to figure out what he means. That's the problem here. Sometimes you don't know what he means.
Except in the one where he says it rains tomorrow.
If it rains tomorrow, then you know what he means. But if he says, if he doesn't specify as much as he should, so then you have issues. You don't know exactly how much he meant. Okay, stop here, and Hashem, we will continue.